Congratulations to you, Victoria, man.
Yeah, brother, like, dig it. Stop. Right on.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I am so happy that my guest, Miss Lisa Schiller, has decided to hang around for a couple more minutes because she's with the Better Business Bureau, because this is the time of the year. It's not just a holiday, but it's certainly a time that people are going to be taken advantage of. And again, I think, Lisa, sometimes people are embarrassed to say that they've been taken advantage of. I'm not embarrassed. I clearly was taken advantage of, and you learn from that, but people are embarrassed, and I've followed through and contacted the Better Business Bureau, and I was, not that I was going to wind up getting the money back that I lost, but I didn't want anybody else to have to lose or go through what I went through. And I also say that Bob from Waukesha, who spoke before we went to break, and he was talking about the tub, I would guess, I don't know, but you certainly can tell me, it's not like the Better Business Bureau has millions of agents running around. It's probably, you guys are probably working on a skeleton kind of operation, and you can't, you can't get it always right. All right all the time.
Thanks, Earl. Yeah, that is true, but I'll tell you, we do try. Just a couple things, Bob mentioned that he went to the Better Business Bureau's website, found a contractor that had a really high rating, and he hired them, and then he was disappointed with the job they did. And he said, I'll never use the Better Business Bureau again. Now, a couple things. First of all, he said they had a triple A rating. We don't have a triple A rating. We have an A plus, which is our highest, down to an F grade. And I have to tell you, because people don't really understand this, and what our ratings are based on are about 7 or 8 different factors, including the number of complaints they've had. And not only the complaints that they've received, but if they've answered them, if they've resolved them, if they've ignored them, that is all factored into their rating. Now, ratings, surprisingly, probably to most people, is not something that we can choose. I cannot give a company a rating. It's all done by an algorithm in our system. Again, information that's plugged in. Is the company properly licensed? If not, that will lower their rating. Have they had government action? If they have had government action, that's probably going to lower their rating as well. Have they had complaints? Have they not answered them? All going to lower their grade. So when you see a letter grade that's an A+ for a company, you can assume that, well, you can take a look at the report. They're all right there at bbb.org. But you can assume that the company probably has not had complaints or has had very, very few over our 3-year current reporting period. Number two, we do not endorse or recommend companies ever. But what we do is encourage consumers to hire companies or do business with companies that are accredited with the BBB. Those are companies that have agreed to follow our 8 standards of trust, including responding to complaints in a timely manner. And I can tell you, if they do not honor these rules of ours, they are not going to become accredited. They are going to be dropped for accreditation if they do not adhere to these rules. And then third, I wish Bob would have told me what happened with the company he originally hired. Did he turn around and file a complaint with our office? He didn't mention if they were accredited with the BBB, because if they were, by chance, we would offer not only telephone mediation, but legal binding arbitration to try to resolve that complaint as well. So I wish I could have heard what happened at the end. But I would say, you know, like Bob, anytime anybody has an experience, they don't really know how the BBB works, or they walk away saying, you know, I hired this company because BBB gave them a good rating. You know, please, please call our office, speak with, you know, one of us, and let us explain the situation. You know, let us explain how our rating system works, or, you know, I don't want you to walk away angry or confused or, you know, not understanding how the BBB works, because, so, you know, we're there to help.
So, so Lisa, we've got Bob back. So I guess he wants to respond to a couple of the inquiries that you asked about him. Bob, you say what?
Okay. I called the contractor. Before I called him, I found him online. I checked him out with the Better Business Bureau. He got your best rating. I don't know if it was AAA, but your best rating. So I felt confident going with him. He came over, the owner, looked at the job.
Okay, so Bob, if for the sake of time, you know, we kind of went through that part of it. And so you're holding the Better Business Bureau accountable because this guy didn't live up to the standard, apparently, that you thought he had.
No, he wasn't. If he would have been qualified in refurbishing, resurfacing tubs, he would have known by looking at that when he came over that it was fiberglass.
Yes. So Bob, we got all that. I guess what she really was trying to figure out was, you know, whether or not you followed through with, after you found these things out, did you follow through with the process?
No, I figure what's the point? The Better Business Bureau gave him their highest rating. What did I have to gain?
What you had to gain was to make sure that maybe nobody else. When I got scammed, I went ahead and followed through. That's how it should work. So we all work together collectively to address the people that are doing those things. And so, you know, I didn't get my money back, but at least I brought the attention to the Better Business Bureau, so maybe somebody else won't get scammed. Bob, thank you very much for the call. But so Lisa, let me, is that kind of what you're referring to? Is that, you know, if it happens, you guys don't know, you can't know through osmosis. I mean, people have to let you know.
Hit the nail on the head. That's exactly right. And, you know, you mentioned earlier, you know, people are embarrassed and, you know, they're afraid to come forward. And aside from that, people don't know where to report. You know, they don't want to, you know, maybe come forward because, you know, they don't want their family to find out that they were scammed or, you know, they had lost money, you know, to say a bad contractor. But the only way that, you know, you're going to inform us or inform others is to take time to report. We know that every time there is a certain scam going on, that the percentage rate is so much higher simply because we know people are not taking the time to report. Scams and other things go highly unreported. And, you know, if you have an interaction with a local business and you're angry about it, and you're not getting anywhere on your own with the company, you know, we really beg you to please take time to file a complaint. You know, report it. Maybe we promised you, but we will try our best. And your information will be made public for a period of up to 3 years so others can read about your complaint, you know, see what your experience has been. And we want to hear positive too. We also take, you know, customer reviews, negative and positive. And, you know, I always tell people we want to hear from you if you've had a great experience. You know, post that. That helps, you know, local businesses in our community thrive when you take time to post a positive review.
All right. Tom from L.A. Tom, quickly, good morning.
Hiya, good morning. Yeah, good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government. We must never forget that, especially once we get money out of politics. Lisa, my question to you is this. I think it's Lisa. I apologize if I got your name
wrong.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Okay. Are you guys, if somebody looks up Medicare Advantage, which is one of the biggest scams going on right now in this country, are you guys aware of the scam of Medicare Advantage and those types of plans that you are giving buyer beware if somebody actually is looking up Medicare Advantage or the companies that they actually associate themselves with? Because that would really be a positive for the Better Business Bureau and a lot of credibility if they were letting people know about the scam of Medicare Disadvantage or Medicare Advantage.
So Tom, I brought that to her attention earlier. We've got to run, Tom. We'll let her respond. Thank you. Go ahead, Lisa.
Yes, thank you. So, you know, anytime, well, first of all, if he's talking about Medicare Advantage. Now, if he's talking about, you know, his feelings for the way it's run or the government program, Better Business Bureau has information and assists people with companies and businesses all across, you know, the United States, Canada, and even Mexico. We do not take complaints against government agencies in general, but we will try to help people get their issues answered if that is the case. So if somebody, you know, cannot, let's say, get a response from a local agency and they send us a complaint about it, we will most likely send that organization or department, excuse me, that agency a letter saying, you know, the Better Business Bureau has received this, you know, from a consumer, a constituent. Could you please take a moment, you know, to respond to it so we can pass it along or contact your customer directly? Do we have a report on Medicare? It's a government program. So no, we keep information on local businesses, but if there's a scam going on, impostering their name or otherwise, yes, that is information you can report and find out information on. Yes.
Hey, Lisa, I want to thank you and also extend an invitation to you, for, you know, to come back soon because the holidays are right around the corner. And we've got some other information we've got to disseminate, but thank you for a great last 35-40 minutes, and I promise you I'll give you a call after we're off the air and we'll continue the conversation. Make sure the people know that you'll be back.
1, 2, 3 Good luck. What I had,
doctor, doctor, doctor,
he said, yeah,
yes,
indeed, all I really need,
good love.
Now give me that good love,
good love.
All I need is love,
good love,
good love, and baby, good love.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was kind of taken aback this morning as I was, you know, and even yesterday as I was, let's do this. Let's go back to Tom first before I get into, you know, what I'm going to talk about next. Go ahead, Tom.
Earl, I just want to make it known, and Lisa needs to make it known that Medicare Advantage is not a government program. It's a private insurance program. That's a huge scam for any of the people out there that are doing Medicare. I've just heard so many horror stories from people that have fallen to the scam of Medicare Advantage. It's on their TVs. It's on their.
Well, you know, Tom, I talked about it quite extensively, I think, last week. Yeah, and going to continue to do it because you're right.
Correct. And the thing is, though, she just said, I can't really comment on government programs. It's not a government program.
That's
correct. Medicare is fine. Medigap is fine. And I just wanted to clear the record so people don't fall for the scam, because they're going to end up losing everything if they go with Medicare Advantage. Thanks, Earl.
All right, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. So as I was stating, I was taken aback when the New York Times and other respected entities kind of announced that Donald Trump holds an edge over President Joe Biden in a series of hypothetical matchups in 5 of 6 battleground states. In Nevada, a state Biden narrowly carried in 2020 presidential election, Trump boasts 52% support to Biden's 41%. Trump also tops Biden in Georgia, a state that was central to his ploy to overturn the last presidential election, with 49% to Biden's 43%. Trump leads Biden in Arizona, too, with 49% to the president's 44%. Michigan, Trump holds a 5-point lead as well, 48% to Biden's 43%. And in Wisconsin, President Biden holds a short 52-48 advantage over Donald Trump. And for the life of me, I don't understand it. It's real that there are people in this nation who, in spite of everything they hear and read about Donald Trump, that they are willing to put him in office again. It is more than frustrating. It's a year away. On tomorrow, a year from tomorrow, will be the election. And never mind that all of the things that you've been reading about and looking at, it is mind-blowing to me that there's so many people who still, in the face of all of those things, believe that Donald Trump is the answer, and that's exactly what our nation needs, is to have Donald Trump back in office. David Axelrod, you know, who many of us remember as one of the brainiacs behind Barack Obama, has sounded off on this situation. And he, amongst others, are saying that Joe Biden needs to step aside and that the Democrats need to do whatever is necessary to prevent the opportunity for Donald Trump to become president of the United States again. It is beyond belief to many that this can even be possible. But it is. And what does it say about our nation that a person who's willing to destroy democracy, the very democracy that everybody swears that they love in this country, and there's a man who clearly has told everybody what he's going to do if he gets back in office, and he hasn't talked about policy. He's talked about, you know, justice. He's talked about the fact that he is going to, you know, get people who disagree with him. Revenge. At a time that our nation is in a horrible plight, in some instances, you know, that this could possibly be is pretty pretty humbling to me and others. So our phone lines open as always at 844-967-2789. Love to hear your view on it. 844-967-2789. You know, we're going to have it on the other side. We'll be right back.
You got the cure,
got the cure.
Everybody, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. All I really need
is love.
Now come on, now give me that love.
Love.
All I need is love.
Love.
Good loving, baby, good
love.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was talking about, the New York Times, the Siena College poll, and others on this past Sunday that clearly showed that if the election was today, that Joe Biden and the Democrats would certainly lose in 5 of 6 battleground states. And I just could not for the life of me understand, you know, the reason. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Harold, I feel your pain. Let me tell you. And I'm not trying to be funny at all. I'm not. I'm dead serious. I can tell how down you are. And,
Well, I think the nation, I don't only, it's not how down I am. It's the impact of what's going to happen to this nation. Go ahead.
Listen, we have never lived in such a chaotic time in my life, ever. And, you know, when you vote for president, you're supposed to vote for the guy that you really like, not vote for the guy you really like because you hate the other guy so bad. And that's exactly what's going on with you guys is, you know, 70%, over 70% of the people in the United States says that Joe Biden's too old, you know, and he's really not really good on foreign policy either. He's always had an issue with that for the last 40 years.
I disagree with that statement, but go ahead.
Okay. But the thing is this, Donald Trump is being so vilified and that
he ought to be vilified, man. He's done some horrible things, man. He should be vilified. He's again, man. This is the part of it that I don't understand, man. Here's a man who is in 91 criminal counts. To somehow believe that those 91 criminal counts are all towards an innocent man, that's hard for me to comprehend, man.
Well, the thing is this. It's getting us Republicans so pissed off at what the Democrats are not allowing Donald Trump to run for president.
Where is Donald Trump not being allowed to run for president? There's certainly some conversations about it, but that has not happened.
This has never, ever happened, ever in the history of the United States.
Well, but now, neither not, did what else never happened in the history of the United States was what happened on September what date was that, Kelvin?
January 6th.
So when we're talking about things that have never happened before, let's start there.
First of all, how many times do I have to repeat it to you, all you guys? He never said to go tear up the government and go out there. He said, go to the Capitol, let them know how you feel, but do it peacefully. You guys use the word insurrection because that would be one of the reasons why he couldn't run for president if he was found guilty of insurrection. You're the one who said that.
You guys... You mean the majority of the Americans who saw that and know that what took place, their lying eyes and what they saw, and you somehow, and this is what those of us on the other side of this don't understand, that those of you who in the face of all of those things dismiss that as if that's okay. Beating of law enforcement officers. You say what?
They should have never went in there and started demonstrating and breaking into the White House.
They did.
I'm not condoning that.
But
at
they
all.
Did. But
and I
they
know
did.
I'm not. But Donald Trump did not tell them to go do this. People did this on their own.
Hey, hold on,
he
Gary.
Didn't
Gary.
Stop it, but he certainly.
Gary,
he
Gary,
not,
hang on a second, Gary. Let's let Tom respond to you from West Dallas. Hey, Tom, I got Gary on the other line. You heard Gary. You want to say what to Gary?
Oh, he did this. He started this mess. I mean, it's that simple. Everything else that he has done all leads to the insurrection. It all leads to the mess that we're in right now.
Gary?
That he what mess did he start? Economy is the best. Everybody knows. You've been better off a couple of years back with Joe Biden.
Hey,
the economy is just
Gary,
disgustingly terrible.
We're not talking about what he said he started, Gary, was the fact that he lost the election and he could not accept it. That's what he started. And so he started the lies, which led to this, which led to January 6th. He started that.
Right, but he never told the people to go break into the Capitol. He never said that. You know, in Donald Trump's mind, he actually, he won, okay?
But Gary, this is not about what's in somebody's mind. We're not supposed to adhere to what's in somebody's mind. That's why they have elections. That's why people vote. That's why they count the votes. You can't accept. Why are we accepting what was in his mind? You want to respond, Tom?
Well, exactly. Yeah, I do want to respond. And also, you could say that none of this, absolutely none of this, would have happened if Hillary would have won. We would not be in this mess at all. And Hillary was 100% right about Donald Trump and his deplorables and what he was going to do to this country. She was 100% right. And here we are. And you can't say that she's not, because you can just listen to what she said and look at what's happening today.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. So former President Obama's senior advisor on yesterday, David Axelrod, on Sunday, suggested President Biden drop out of the 2024 presidential race in the wake of a new poll showing the incumbent trailing former President Trump. That's a heck of a statement by a man of David Axelrod's stature. Pointing to a New York Times and Siena College poll published Sunday, Axelrod wrote on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, "It's very late to change horses. A lot will happen in the next year that no one can predict. And Biden's team says his resolve is to run. His resolve to run is firm." Arguing Biden is justly proud of his accomplishments, Axelrod said, Biden's poll numbers will send tremors of doubt through the Democratic Party. Not bedwetting, but legitimate concern, Axelrod wrote. Trump is a dangerous, unhinged demagogue whose brazen disdain for rules, norms, laws, and institutions or democracy should be disqualifying. Axelrod wrote in a separate post, but the stakes of miscalculation here are too dramatic to ignore. What Axelrod is talking about is the Democratic Party and who still, you know, want to see Joe Biden run. And yes, it is safe to say that we are in a difficult situation. You know, to say that you're going to replace Joe Biden with somebody else, the Iowa caucuses are 2 months away. I mean, these are uncharted waters and territories. Let's go to Eric from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Eric. Your thoughts?
Yeah, good morning, Earl. How are you doing?
I'm Happy fine. Monday. Always good to hear from you, my friend. Go ahead.
Yeah, you too as well. I always feel that this is why the European campaign system of about a six-week campaign is so much better than what we got going on here, because this is all, as the term is denying it, this is all bedwetting. I mean, nobody's going to replace Biden. I for 40 years have detested centrist Democrats and what centrist Democrats represent and what they do. I'll say 30 years. I was a little young 40 years ago, but 30 years. But I'm not, the closest I ever got is voting for Ralph Nader, and I didn't do it. I voted for Gore. You know, it just doesn't happen. We're going to have some swing of people here and there. We got a whole year of GOP control of the House to go, and that's going to swing in the Democrats' favor because the GOP cannot govern. The polls are biased, and it's all about horse races. If they all said Biden's going to win by 7 million votes again, everyone would stop paying attention. So, of course, they have to keep saying Trump might win. But where is he gaining votes? You know, people are talking about registering this and that, but where are they really going to gain votes? You know?
Hey, Eric.
Who's turning over and voting for Trump in 1 year from now after he's going through more trials and more indictments and all this stuff?
So, you know, when you listen to David Axelrod and others as you know, similar to him with the credentials that he has, clearly, you know, he is concerned. And again, there are many Democrats who are concerned. No Democrat that I know of is going to turn around and vote for Donald Trump. The fear is that they won't vote. You know, that's the real fear. So everybody hang on. We got to pay some bills. We'll be right back, and I'll make sure we get to everybody who's on the line. We'll be right back.
Came a lady. She whispered in my ear something crazy. She said, hot flames of fire roaring at my back. As she disappeared, but soon she returned.
Skin. Run, 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 but you sure can't hide. And I, boy, and I, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So we're talking about the New York Times, and it shows on yesterday that Joe Biden is losing to Donald Trump in 5 of the 6 battleground states. And it's not a good sign. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Good morning to you, Jack. How you doing, man? You say what?
Well, I say that supposedly Joe Biden is too old. We, of course, you know, you've covered this before. We know that Trump isn't that much younger than Joe Biden. He's a couple of years. In other words, they're in basically octogenarians, both of them. The biggest difference that Biden, quote unquote, appears to be old is the fact that he provides a calm and steady voice. Trump's voices and rallies, bombastic, yelling and screaming, insulting people he deems enemies. It sounds very much like some of the videos I've seen of Hitler's speeches back in the 1930s. But one of the biggest things that bothers me is this attacks on the economy. The economy in this country is steamrolling ahead at an incredibly positive pace. We've got
GDP was 5%. Unemployment. Yes.
We've got very, very low unemployment. We've got higher household income. We have unions that are successfully yes, they had to go on strike, but they're successfully negotiating decent contracts. The economy is doing well. I'd love to see some pictures like what I saw last night. I just filled up my tank with gas last night, and the sign said 289.
Yes.
I'd like to see that. I'd like to see that shown instead of the $6 a gallon or whatever, you know, the price was at one point.
Hey, Jack.
Business Insider. Okay.
Jack. I wish I had more time, but thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Bill from O'Connor Wall. Good morning to you, Bill. You say what, sir? Okay, we lost Bill. Let's go to Ken. Good morning to you, Ken. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Well, it doesn't matter if the economy's roaring, but if you can't afford to buy anything, it doesn't really matter in that aspect. But the fact is, on the Democratic Party, I really think they need to find a different candidate because, you know what?
The Republicans don't need to find a different candidate?
Absolutely not. Because, you know, people are not concerned what somebody says. People are concerned whether they can afford to put food on the table.
All right, Ken, thank you very much for the call. Hey, Bill, you say what, sir?
People got to be very careful in this election. Viktor Orban, Netanyahu, and Donald Trump have something in common. They have that far-right EU attitude, which is really not democracy. It's a dictator. And if you don't believe me, look who CPAC is inviting to speak at their convention, Viktor Orban. We better wake up, America, because there's something going on. As far as Trump leading the polls, sometime, I don't have time now, we're going to talk about that. Is that reality or is that perception? I say it's perception. It's not reality.
Well, you know, you know what, Bill? When the New York Times has put that out there, you know, it's not some also-ran newspaper. It's the New York Times. And they are sending a message that, you know, that this could happen. So, you know, that's the reason we're having the conversation. I wish I had more time. Thank you very much. Let's go to Karina. Good morning to you, Karina. You say what?
Hi, Earl. Really quick. I actually agree. Republicans doesn't need anybody because I want them to win, period. But for Democrats, why not to have Plan B? I don't understand it.
I think that's...
somebody who can support Plan B.
Well, that's kind of what David Axelrod is saying. You know, that we're all in, and the chances of bringing somebody else in, you know, 2 months before the Iowa caucuses, you know, Joe Biden is where he is. He is who he is. And you know, how can you turn it around?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Karina. Tom, go ahead.
Yes, Earl. I think Eric from Tulsa is right. This is why the other countries have 6 weeks of campaigning, and that's it. I think the media wants a horse race. That's what they are all about. I don't care if it's the New York Times or who it is. That's who they're getting their advertising dollars from, the billionaire class. They want a horse race. So therefore, they are going to do whatever they can. I don't care about the polls. I care about the fact that every day they say something negative about Joe Biden, something negative about, you know, what's going on, or don't say anything at all about Joe Biden, but they sure give Trump free media. So honestly, I think when it comes down to either authoritarian or dictator or democracy, the American people are going to choose the right way. And I also believe that there are a lot of Republicans out there, sane Republicans like Nicole Wallace and Steve Schmidt and all these people that have actually gone over to the more Democratic side of trying to save our democracy.
So Tom, let me ask you quickly before we go. You know, you say you're sure that Americans are going to vote the right way. You remember Hillary Clinton? That nobody ever thought that that would turn out the way that it turned out. Okay, so there is that threat, that implied threat, that this could actually happen. We never thought it would happen with Hillary Clinton either, remember?
I'm saying that we can't take anything for granted. We cannot sit still. We have got to get all our people, especially our young people, out there and vote for a woman's right to
Hey, Tom, we got to go. Thank everybody who made the show go, as always. Really appreciate it. We'll be back on tomorrow. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. We got a great show lined up for you on tomorrow. Tell somebody about us. We'll be back on tomorrow.